Good morning, Boker Tov, Shavua Tov, Mechila, sorry I'm late. Today's class is, we are on Daf 27. We left off at the bottom of 26B. Today's class should be for the Refuah Shlomah of all the Cholim. ובכללם חמדם ברכה מחדשון, אמן לכם גם לפקס על המנונים, שלום ומסרנו דביר מרחד יפה, וזרוע ושקוע ודחה ולשקוע ולסר. שלום ומסר לפעמים אדם שלנו נחנה יפה, ומריום יהיה בדם הנפח, ושם ודם לכם בשנה, סיבכם בן מלכה. ומריום עד החדש, ומריום חנה, לענה בדם ומחה, וסלח אדם ועשה ברכנה, גם נגדם במלכה. תן בן עשה וסכום מדי, רק מודם למלכה, ישב בנתר, ומלכה, ישב אדם שלנו שם כנינה, ויש אהבת תהילה בת מרים, ולהבדיל למשמעת דוד בן אליהו לידנו בדפרם, שמענו משאל בועז בן אברהם דינם את אהרון תמר ברכה בדפרם, משה בן רפאל אליהו מסב זכות שמו שמו משחק נעים, להבדיל לרעיון דברה בת מרים. Okay, we are on the bottom of 26b, third line from the bottom of the page, Eitivei Ravina לרבה. Again, Ravina has a contradiction on the opinion of Rava. Rabbi Natan אומר, Rabbi Natan says, יש נדר, there is a neder shemikzato mutar umikzato asur that is partially permitted and partially forbidden. How so? Ketzad? How is that the case? Nadar min akalkala. Somebody takes a neder not to benefit from a basket of figs. Vehayu ba benot shuach, and he found out that they weren't only regular figs. They were very very fancy types of figs, benot shuach, which are very high class superior figs. And he says, "Ve'amar ilu ha'iti yodea shebenot shuach betocha." If I knew that these special, superior type of figs were amongst them, were in this basket, lo ha'iti noder, I would not have made such a neder. So, what's the din? Hakalkala asura. The basket is asur. The basket of figs is asur. Benot shuach mutarot, but the benot shuach figs, the more superior figs, are permitted. That's what he thought. Ad sheba Rabbi Akiva v'limed, until Rabbi Akiva came and taught. Neder shehutar mikzato, hutar kulo. Rabbi Akiva came and taught that a neder that is partially permitted becomes completely permitted, and everything would be permitted there. So the Gemara now tries to understand what his response was. What is the answer here? So my love, the Amar, is it not that the guy would say, ilu ha'iti yodea shebenot shuach betocha, if I had known that these superior figs, the benot shuach, are amongst them, or in this basket, Haiti Omer, I would have said, Te'enim shechorot elevanot asurot. I would have specified and said, the black and white figs are forbidden. Benot shuach mutarot, and the benot shuach figs are permitted. I would have specified. And really, who is this following? It's following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. It's following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Upligi Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan would disagree with that opinion, right? In a case where he specified. So this is, maybe it's talking about a case where he specified, and really it's following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, and it's not following the opinion of Rabbanan. Let's look at the Mefaresh. The Mefaresh says,
how is that different from the one before Rabbi Tzani?
No, it's bringing another. Okay, so we're continuing. Sorry for that intermission. So maybe what we're talking about here is he specified the case of black and white figs are asur, and the benot shuach are mutar. So the Mefarash says, upligi rabbanan alei, and the rabbis disagree with him. What is that saying? The amrei, they say, hakalkala asura, the basket of figs is forbidden, ubenot shuach mutarot, and those superior figs are permitted. Vekashe le rabban, this is difficult to rabban, the amar, the kulei alma heche de amar ploni, uploni asurin. Ve'aba mutar, de kulan mutarin divra kol. According to Rava, he agrees that everyone says it's mutar when he specifies this is asur and that's mutar. Why? Because he's changing his neder altogether. So he's mivatel the first neder. Oh, people waiting in the waiting room. So clearly, it must be that according, this is a contradiction on the opinion of Rava. Because over here, what are we saying? We're saying that only partial of them. This is going against the Rabbanan. And Rava holds that it would be the kol ha'deot, it would be according to everybody, it would be mutar. So Gemara says, lo, this is not what it's saying. Be'omer, what the guy would have said is the following. Ilo ha'iti yodea, if I would have known, shebenot shuach betocha, that these superior figs are amongst this basket, ha'iti omer, I would have said, kol ha'kalkala asura. I would have said the whole basket is asur, ubenot shuach mutarot, but the benot shuach figs, the superior figs, are permitted. So I wouldn't have changed my neder, I would have just added to the neder. So the Gemara says, so this doesn't go against Rava. So the Gemara says, "Man tana lehad tanu rabbanan." Who is the author of the following beraita? Nadar mi'chamisha bnei adam ke'echad. If somebody takes a neder not to benefit from five people altogether as one, says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All of you not to take a neder. I won't take a benefit from. And he says hutar le'echad mehem. If one of them becomes permitted, so huteru kulan. So they all become permitted. Chut me'echad mehem. If he says except for one of them, meaning all of them are asur except for one. If that's what he said. So hu mutar vehen asurin. That one individual is permitted, and the rest are asur. So who is the author over here? Il Rabba, if the author is Rabba, Resha Rabbi Akiva, Vesefa Divrei Hakol, the initial part of that Baraita would be according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who says that if one becomes permitted, the whole group becomes permitted. And the latter part of the Baraita, who says that everyone is Asura except for that one individual, that's according to everyone, both Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva. Il Rabba, excuse me, Il Rabba, and if the author of this Baraita is Rabba, Seifa Rabbanan, the latter part of the Braita who says that the group is Asur and that one individual is permitted, that's the opinion of Rabbanan, not Rabbi Akiva. Whereas Veresha Divirakol and Resha, who says that everyone is permitted, that is Le Divirakol, that is following both Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva, Le Shitat Rava, according to the Shita of Rava. So it could be either or, just depending on how you go, whichever opinion you go like, it would be different explanation. Okay? New Mishnah. Now we get a little bit easier. Nidrei on Nasin. The neder is of onasin, against one's control. Somebody takes a neder against his friend that he has to eat with him at his house, and if he doesn't, he can't benefit from him. And then he gets sick, or his son gets sick, or he gets stuck behind the river.
Extenuating circumstances.
Yeah, exactly. These are all considered neder of onasin, out of one's control, and therefore a person would not be held accountable because he could not have had that expectation that would have happened. There's a story. There was a person who brought his documents of the zechut to a certain property, a certain land, and he brought it to the Beit Din. Yeah, he had these zechut to a certain property, and he brought these documents to the Beit Din. And he said to them, if I don't come for the next 30 days, these documents that I have should all become batel. They should be nullified. They won't count. Itnis, what happened was he became anus. He went out of his control, and velo atan, he wasn't able to come. Rav Huna said, "Batil zechavte." His zechuyot, these documents now are batel, and he cannot collect the field, the property.
It depends if it was expected or not expected. Yeah?
So let's see. Amar le Rava. Rava asked, "Anus hu?" He was out of his control. The anus rachmana patre, and we know all over the Torah exempts somebody who was anus. If something happened to somebody against one's control, he's not held liable. Dichtiv, how do we know that? As the Pasuk says, Vilanara lo ta'ase davar. Talking about the Pasuk of a betrothed woman, a woman is engaged and she gets violated, she gets raped. In a case where she does it willingly, so we kill her and the man who commits adultery. But if she gets raped, then we don't do anything to her, we just kill the man. So from there we see that somebody who is against her will, therefore, you don't get punished for it. So too over here, it's against his will. Why should he be taken away? So the Gemara says, V'chi tema, maybe we can say, katla shane. Maybe we can say that murder, killing the person, is different. It's a little bit more chamor, it's stricter. And so that's why, by murder, we wouldn't kill somebody if it was against their, if it was in their control. But in a regular case, we would punish them. So the Gemara says, V'hatnan, we have our Mishnah. We said, nidre onasim, neder. Excuse me, a neder that is out of one's control. Like, for example, he dirocha verosh yochal etzlo, he makes a neder that a person has to eat at his friend's house, vechalahu o shechala beno, and he gets sick, or his son gets sick, o sheikavonar, or he gets stuck behind
traffic.
A river. Yeah, he gets stuck, exactly, like what happened to me this morning. And he couldn't get here in time. Hare elu nider onasin, we said all of those cases are neder out of one's control, and he's not held liable. So why is this any different? So the Gemara says, right, that's part of the question. So the Gemara says, Ula Rava, according to Rava, Maishnam Haditnan. Wait, what was Rava's opinion? Rava said, Anusu. He was considered Anus. It was out of his control. Why should he be punished? So the Gemara says, why is that any different than the following Mishnah, Ditnan? Hareza Gitech, this is your divorce. Me Achshav, from now. Im Lobati Mikan Adyud Bet Chodesh. If I don't come from now until 12 months from now. If I don't come for the next 12 months, then this is your get from now. So umet betoch yud bet chodesh, and he died within 12 months. So what happens? Hare ze get. This constitutes a divorce from now. So the Gemara says, Amai, why? Vaha minas itnis. He became anus, it was out of his control, he died within the 12 months. Maybe he really would have came back, but he didn't come back because he died. So the Gemara says, Amre, Dilma Shanehatam. We're going to say that perhaps it's different over there. Flipping the Amud. De'i hava yada demit min le'altara hava gemar ve'ahiv gita. If he would have known that he was going to die, he would have right away given her the get unconditionally. He didn't know he was going to die. He was making this condition in order so that if, like, for example, people do this if they go out to war, if they know that there's a possibility they won't make it back or they won't be able to be found, they don't want to leave their wife an unknown status. So they say, this will be your divorce. So if he would have known he would have died, he for sure would have given her the divorce. Because that was his whole point of giving her this condition to begin with.
Otherwise she's free to go. But if she died,
no, the question is, if you don't know, the question is, you don't know if he died. What if he doesn't come back from war? You don't know if he died or not. So she would be an aguna. That's a very big deal. So he gives her this divorce with a condition. But now it's saying that, in that case, that's different. Because over there, he would have wanted to give her the divorce regardless. So the Gemara says, Maishna, Me'ahuda amar lehu. Why is it any different from this following case? That person said to someone, I lo atina mikan atiltin yomin. If I don't come from now for the next 30 days, lehevi gita, this should be your divorce. Ata upaske ma'abara. He came and by the time he got to the water, he was trying to travel over the water. There was no ferry. There's not always ferries available, so there was no ferry. So what does he start doing? Right, it's like you get to the train, and the second you get there, the door is closed, and you miss the train. Like exactly like that. So he gets there, and the door is closed, and he goes, Amalu, Chazuda Atai, Chazuda Atai. He says, look, I'm here. He says,
if they close it, it's his fault they came late, but imagine they cancel the train.
Nachon. Ve'amar Shmuel, and Shmuel says, Lo Shmei Matya. This is not considered him coming in time. He didn't make it. So therefore, it's as if he divorced. Yes. So the Gemara says, Amai, why is that the case? Veha minas anis. He was anus. It was out of his control. Why are we holding him accountable to something like that? So the Gemara says, Dilma unsa demigalia shane. Maybe a case of expected anus, whatever, something that you could have expected to happen to you is different. Umabara migle anse. And a case of the ferry not being there is something very common. So therefore, he should have expected it to happen, had that in mind, and so therefore, he should have came a day earlier if he had missed it. So it's his fault. And so that's why over there, in that case, that would be different. So Rava is saying, that's why those cases are different, but in our case, really, it should be anus, and the person who wasn't able to come in time, he should be able to get his zechuyot to that property, to that land. So now the Gemara goes back and asks, right, that the way I explain this is the way the Mefarish explains it, that you should have known that sometimes people, there's no ferry available, and so therefore, that's on him. That's the way the Mefarish explains it. Ula Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, that he says, if you look at the Mefarish, what did Rav Huna say? Damar betilan zechavte. That he said that the zechuyot, those rights that he had to that land that he gave to the Beit Din, he lost them. Right, that's what Rav Huna says. There's going to be a concept now we're going to introduce, it's called an asmachta. What's an asmachta? Anybody know? So that's a different type of asmachta. That's an asmachta. So that's a different type. This asmachta is when somebody says something, but it's really just dvarim be'alma. He's not necessarily meaning what he says, and it's not necessarily to be fulfilled. And we're going to explain an example. And there's a big machloket. If asmachta, if something that someone just says, but it's not meant to be fulfilled, if it's if asmachta is kanya, if it's effective, if it takes effect, or it does not take effect. So we're going to see a big machloket. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Huna, Michti, let's see, asmachtahi. This is an asmachta. What this person said, I'm leaving these with you. If I come back within this time, if I don't come back, then cancel my these rights, right? So he was just saying that because he thought he would make it back, but he didn't think he wouldn't make it. So how can you do that? So the Gemara says, it's an asmachtahi. Ve'asmachta lokanya. And we know that an asmachta does not take effect. According to that opinion. According to that opinion, asmachta does not take effect. So how can you say that this would take effect, right? Let's look at the Mefaresh. Udaravuna damar betelan zechavtei amai. Has asmachtahu. Dvarim be'alma. It's just dvarim be'alma. V'samach al da'ato. He thought he would make it. Kasavur shu yachol lavo bismano lehachi ka'amar hachi. V'asmachta lokanya. We know an asmachta does not take effect. So how could this take effect? So the Gemara says, shani hacha. Over here is different. Why is this case different? That in this case it would take effect. The mitvesan zechavtan. That the zechuyot, the rights, the documents that he brought were held in the hands of the Beit Din. They were matfis them. They were holding them. They took effect because they were holding them. Once he gave these documents to the Beit Din, now that they're holding them, so in this case, this is a specific type of case that it would take effect. In general, it doesn't if it's just speaking. But if he actually did an action, he gave them the document. But since now they're holding the documents, that's an action, and therefore the asmafta would take effect.
Why would he limit himself? Why would he come and say 12 months? Why would anybody come and shoot himself in the foot?
It's a good question. It's a good question. No, that's seriously even. No, that's tough. Good question. Okay, so the Gemara then says, "Veheicha damitpesin lav asmachtahi." Any case that the person is holding the documents, the Beit Din is holding the documents. The asmachta, it's not an asmachta. It's not considered taking effect. It doesn't. It's not an asmachta at all. So the Gemara says, "Vehatnan." But we have a Mishnah. Mi shepara miktat chovo. If somebody paid part of his debt that he owed, vehishlish et shtaro. And he tripled his document. What does that mean? He tripled
it. Gave it to a third party?
Oh, very good. So he gave it to a third party and said, if I don't pay this person back by this specific date, the way the Mefarish explains it, then give him the document back. He can collect the full amount back from you. So he can pay in three sets, meaning an extra one third, essentially. Or one half, extra half. So that's what he did. He paid part of it. He gave this document to the third party. And he said, if I don't pay back by this certain date, then give him this full document. He can collect it all together back from you. Ve'amar, and he said, "Im ein ani noten lo mikan ashloshim yom." If I don't pay the guy back from now for the next 30 days, ten lo shtaro, give him the document. He can come and collect the whole thing back for me. Higi asman, the time arrived. Ve'lo natan, and he didn't give the money. So what happens? Did he really mean it? Is that an asmachta? So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Yossi Omer." Rabbi Yossi says, "Yiten, you give." He has to pay, first of all, and you give the document back to the third person. The third party has to give the document back to the lender so that he can recollect his whole debt again. That was the deal. But Rabbi Yehuda says, Loite, no, don't give it to him. And Rav Nachman says over here, Amar Rabba Baravua, in the name of Rabba, Amar Rav, in the name of Rav, in halakha ki Rabbi Yossi. The halakha does not follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi over here. That Rabbi Yossi said, you give the document back to the lender. Why? The Amar Asmachta Kanya. That he says that an asmachta takes effect. Rather, an asmachta does not take effect. So what are we seeing over here? In a case where a person is matfis, he's holding the documents, he's holding the person's word in writing, there's still, it's considered an asmachta over here. And what do we say? An asmachta is not kanya. Asmachta does not take effect. We were trying to say that any time that a person is holding, it's not an asmachta. This is an asmachta. Right, let's look in the Mefaresh. Here, in halacha vechule, ha hacha afagav de itfis hashtar biyad hashalish havi asmachta velo kanya the tamei derav. It's not considered taking effect, but it's still an asmachta. We said anytime the guy's holding the documents, the Beit Din is holding the documents, or someone is holding it, it's not an asmachta. But here it is an asmachta. So how do you explain this? So the Gemara says, shane hacha over here is different. De amar levatelan zechavte. He said explicitly in the case that we brought earlier. He said that my rights, my zechuyot, should become. He said that his rights should be become batel. Right, giving somebody a document, for example, this is the way the Mefarash says. He says, "Shelo yeh ba'in mamash dezeu chamur miten lo shtaro." He says, if let's say the two cases we had case number one where he gives the documents to the Beit Din. If I don't come by this date, cancel. Case number two, he gives his document to a third party. He says, if I don't come, give it to the next person. He didn't say it should be cancelled. You just give it to the next person. What does he think? I'm going to make it in time. I don't actually want you to give it to him. Just give myself some more. It's like a collateral.
But the person doesn't mean it.
Right.
He's just saying it.
In the first case, right. It's more chamor. Because in that case, he says cancel it. So over there, in that case, if he doesn't make it, that's it. He said cancel it. It's cancelled. In this case, he didn't say really, cancel everything I paid the guy already. He said, you hold onto the document. If I don't make it in time, give it to the third party. But it's just an asmacht over here. I don't really mean it because I didn't say for you to cancel out my payment altogether. So therefore, in the second case, it would not be the same as the first case. The first case, he said the words, cancel my rights. So that's why it would be different. Vehilcheta, and the halakha is asmachta kanya. And asmachta, when someone speaks these words, it is considered taking effect. Vehu delo anis, that's only if a person does not become anus. It's not out of his control, unexpected, exactly. Vehu dekanomine, and also if they acquired it from him, right? Bebeit din chashuv, and it has to be a more prominent, a more chashuv, more important beit din. It cannot just be a stam beit din. So there's three rules for it smachta to take effect. You need, I think the Ran actually explains, if I'm not mistaken, that you need all three. So Mefarish, okay, the Mefarish. Yeah, the Mefarish says you need to have all three. So let's explain what these three are. So number one, the Lo Anis, obviously it cannot be something out of his control. Number two, the Kanomine, Shelo Yachzorbo, the Mefarish says he doesn't retract. Ubeitin Chashuv, it has to be in an important Beitin.
Kanomine was as Kinyan Sudarat, so it is Mashu Chashuv.
Yeah, exactly. Sheyem Mumche LeRabim, it has to be somebody who's a professional to the public. V'kol Hanei Tlat Milei Ba'inen Ba, De'i Havachad Belo Idach Lo Kanei, Ela Kulu Gimel Ba'inen De'lo Anis, sorry, the Lo Anis Ve'Kinyan Ve'Beitin Chashuv. The Mefarash says you need to have all three. You need to be, it wasn't unexpected, out of its control, has to have a Kinyan and an important Beitin. If you're missing one of them, the Asmachta is not Kone. The Asmachta does not take effect. So he says somebody that has a mumche l'rabim is a mumche, somebody who's a professional expertise. Okay, we'll stop there. Do a quick 1 minute recap on the daf. We started on the Amud Bet, Kavav Amud Bet. We started with a contradiction opinion of Rava, and we tried to answer the contradiction. And we said that really it can go. And we brought another brayta that contradicted Rava, and we said really it can go according to Rava or Rabba, depending on how they explain it. Then we got to the new Mishnah. We said something called nidre on nasin, neder that is unexpected, out of one's control. We said that doesn't make a person liable. And then we asked a question. We said, okay, but there's a case of a guy who brings his documents to the Beit Din, the rights to this property. And he says, if I don't make it by this date, I lose the rights. And he didn't make it, and he lost the rights. But he got stuck. So that's honest. Why are we saying by a case of unexpectedness that he should be liable? And we went back and forth, trying to understand how that makes sense. We brought different examples showing that when you're honest, when you become unexpected, when there's an honest, then there's unexpectedness, then you wouldn't be liable to it. So how come over there in that case it would be liable? And as we flipped the Amud, we went back and forth, and we brought another example that said if a person says, I will give you this get, if I don't come by 30 days, and he gets stuck, and he says, I'm here, and he didn't make it because he missed the ferry. So that's considered, this case was 30 days, the case of the ferry. So in that case, then Shmuel said that is not considered arriving, and the question of the Gemara was very clear, why? And the Gemara says over there, it's because that is something that is more common to take to happen. So he should have expected that to happen. And the last part of the daf was really going over this concept of Asmachta, that according to Rav Huna, he said the guy lost his zechuyot to the documents. The question is why? It was an Asmachta, it's just words, and words are not konen, they don't take effect. And so the Gemara really ended out by going on and saying that really it's like a case, we're talking about a case where, similar to somebody giving a third party his document that he owes, he paid part of it, he gave the document to a third party saying, if I don't pay by a certain date, you give it to the lender and I'll have to pay the whole thing over again. So we had a machloket, if the time passed, he didn't pay, Rabbi Natan says you give it. Rabbi Yosef says you give it back to the lender. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't give it. And halacha is not like Rabbi Yosef. And we said why? So what do you see over there? Clearly, that's an asmachta against what we said. We said anytime you give the documents back to the person to hold it, it's not considered an asmachta. Over here, it is considered an asmachta. And we said over here that case was different because the guy explicitly said for my rights to be annulled, for my rights to be nullified. So that's why over there in that case he would lose his rights. But in this case, the case of the document, he didn't say for him to lose his payment. He was just giving himself some like collateral against him because he thought he would make it. And we said halakha at the end of the day, maskana, that an asmachta is kone, it takes effect as long as it wasn't honest, it wasn't unexpectedness. Number two, it had to have been kinyan. And number three, it has to be in a Beit Din Chashuv, an important Beit Din. Okay, Baruch Adonai Leolam. Amen.